Well, up next, cattle producers around the Midwest are taking advantage of cheap feed supplies coming from the developing ethanol industry. I'll have more on distillers' grains and how they might be stored on the farm after delivery from the plant. The price of distillers' grains typically increases from the summer to the winter, says Rick Rasby. He is an extension beef specialist from the University of Nebraska and traveled to Illinois for the Beef Cattle Co-Products Conference. He spoke to the 150 or so producers gathered in Springfield about how to store the distillers' grains on the farm.
Yeah, one thing about distillers' grains is that from a cow-calf standpoint, the price is typically lower in the summertime, and as we move into the fall and the winter, the price of distillers' grains, at least in Nebraska, increases. And that's probably due to the fact that cattle on feed, right, start to increase as you move more into the winter and the fall, or fall and winter. And so from a price standpoint, the availability and cheapness of it is out of sync when cow-calf producers would like to use it. The other thing is that wet distillers' grains doesn't store very well by itself. Probably in the summertime, maybe a week. In the wintertime, at least wet distillers, maybe 3 weeks.
So the question then, says Rasby, is can a producer buy the distillers' grains when they're cheaper in the summertime and store them until needed in the winter months? The answer, he says, is yes.
The plant's not going to deliver you half loads. They're going to deliver full loads, and those loads are going to be somewhere around 25 ton. And so we've actually added forage to the wet distillers' grains in different combinations and to put it into a bag, and that's worked out quite well. We've also put it in combination forage and wet distillers and put it into a bunker silo and packed it in just like you would silage. And it's stored extremely well in those two cases. And so I think there are opportunities when the price is right for now small cow-calf backgrounding operations to get it in the summertime, store it to be fed in the wintertime.
Rasby says it is possible to store wet distillers' grains in a bag, but that it is important to exclude air. And when pressure is applied to the bag, the grains squat down and split it, unless 12% to 15% dry matter from hays or straws are pre-mixed into that distiller's grains.
When you go into a bunker, you need a little bit more forage in there. And so somewhere from a hay standpoint, I'm talking grass hay, somewhere around 30% to 40% hay on a dry matter basis, and then the remaining, the other portion being wet distillers.
Rick Rasby spoke at the University of Illinois Beef Cattle Co-Products Conference in Springfield. He is a Nebraska Extension specialist. For U of I Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company, ADM, resourceful by nature.